Hey, Kale.
Hey, Buck.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I can't complain. Well, obviously, we have our client onboarding call here. I got Nikki on the line. She's going to go through some things with you, start working on the account, and getting everything moving for you, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, no problem. Hey, great talking with you. I'm going to have Nikki take over from here. Nikki, this is Kale. Kale, this is Nikki.
Thanks, Max. Hi, Kale. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And, yep, I'm calling with regards to your Schedule 1 interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now also a good time.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Everything okay?
Okay.
Oh. Okay. All right. So, yep, thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So, goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So, first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter.
Oh,
and lastly...
We're pulling up. All right, let me...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Good morning.
Alrighty. And I see it's here, Kale, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the secret question with Matt. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Newsoms Enterprises Clearing and Grading, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And the address that I have on here is 310 Holt Street, Thompson, Georgia, 30824.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, sounds good. Will you be able to read to me your license number and expiration date?
Hold on just a second. Let me pull it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
The license number hang on. If it's not that one, then I can go to another one.
It has to be another
one. If it's not handy, just let me know.
Hang on. I have it in my email.
Okay.
That's my wife who speaks.
Yep. May I have your name so I can address it properly?
Tony.
T-O-N-I.
Tony. Gotcha. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. All right.
It does have letters in it too, right?
Yep, it actually depends on the state. But let me just clarify,
okay.
Does your business require, does your state require for license for the business that you offer?
Well, we got the LLC.
You get the LLC. The
yeah,
business registration.
Right. It's 42-4-1, C as in Charles, F as in Frank, 33, D as in danger, and 3.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I got a 42-4-1-CF-33-D-3. Do
yes.
you have the expiration date?
Uh-huh.
get back up. It's coming up.
Okay.
Okay. It says, as duly under the laws, 120-26, by filling the articles of organization. It don't have a expiration date on it.
Okay,
I'll
let me go to camp.
Hang on. It might be over here. That's 126. I can't find the expiration date.
Okay, I'll just go here then, since he provided me your business license number. Okay. Thank you so much for that, Tony. And let me check. Okay, but I just want to make sure. Can you receive mail, if you suggest?
Yes.
Okay. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google has rewards to verify the addresses with better local rankings. Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address?
Sorry.
Okay, let's go ahead and hide. And later in the call, I will be providing you your call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can easily reach you on the primary phone number, that's 706-361-4646.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address. That's kaomu1979@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And do you already have a business website or not yet?
Do you have a what?
Business website.
Do you? Yeah.
No, y'all was going to do it for me.
Gotcha. Yep. If you don't have a website yet, not a problem. We can launch a high-converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose from, okay? And I always suggest, Tony and Kale, that we have a shorter domain name, so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Having your whole business name as the domain name is quite long. Do you have any shorter domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check and if it is available?
I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
Yes.
You don't need a control number on the LLC, do you?
Oh, you don't need a control number.
No.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
You can actually put N-E for the domain name. N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing and grading. I'm going to check on
it. It's N-E clearing and grading. Still quite
N-E
long.
Producing.
Yep. But let me see if that is available. And will be spelled out because a symbol is not, will not be able to have a symbol on the domain name. Yep. We do have neclearingandgrading.com or .net. What do you prefer? Do you want to keep it shorter or are you okay with the neclearingandgrading.com or .net?
.com.
Okay, so let's have this as your domain name, neclearingandgrading.com, and just in case that you will cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name, we can have this for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we'll be creating a website for you, Kale, I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to the site that we will be creating. So, what colors do you want on your website?
See. Can we do like a red, white, and a black?
Yes, red, white, and a black.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
Clearing and grading and concrete work and driveways.
All right, so we do have a clearing and grading, concrete works, and driveways. All right, let me just add that. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
Free estimates.
Okay, just free estimates. And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
No, I'm going to work on that.
Gotcha. Not a problem.
I do want to put all work as warranted and guaranteed.
Warranted and guaranteed. Let me note it here.
Licensed and insured.
Mm-hmm. So you want to put on your website that all the works are warranted and guaranteed, licensed and insured.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented on your site?
I don't have none on me, but if y'all can do like a track hoe or a bulldozer and maybe a skid steer.
Mhm. So you want us to have bulldozer or skid steer on the website? Let me just add.
And an excavator.
Mhm. So the services that you provide are excavation services or excavator services?
Yes, ma'am. And bulldozer work and skid steers. And those are the 3 main machines I mostly use.
Okay.
Excavators, bulldozers, and skid steers.
Gotcha. We have excavators, bulldozers, and skid steers. Let me just note it here so our team can check for photos. But do you have any videos or pictures? I mean, a gallery of before and after photos or videos that you want to include in your website?
Not offhand, no. I have,
okay.
I have some work on some, you know, mm-hmm. I've only done a couple jobs, so, I mean, you can just put the machines on it, you know. Now, later, when I do more work, I'll be able to add to it, correct? We can add pictures to it, correct?
Okay. Yes, we actually highly suggest. Yes, we actually highly suggest, Kay, that you, if you have like works coming, please do take pictures because pictures are very helpful when it comes to the optimization of your account. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And would you like to enable online payments on your site?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. And how about booking? Would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
Yes, that would be fine.
Mhm. Okay. And are there any special features that you would like to add in your website? For example, AI chat widget or blogs?
No, I mean. Mhm.
Yep,
I mean, unless you.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sorry.
This website will have my name as owner and my email, correct?
Yeah.
All my contact information, correct?
Yes, it should have all of those for your potential leads to reach out. Okay?
Okay.
Let me just, but I want to make sure that we'll be adding your email, your name, and contact. Okay. And let me check. Are there any websites that you like, Kayla? Like, have you checked anyone's website, and what do you like about them? Maybe we can use it as a reference. Or you haven't really checked anyone's website at all?
I think it was Nate I was speaking to. Was it Nate?
Oh, Matt. You spoke
Matt,
with Matt.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay.
He actually sent me a...
Samples?
Sample. It was a sample one. It had excavators and dozers.
So you like what Matt sent you. That was actually our, the website that our team created. So you like all those?
Yes, I like those. The one with, okay. with the excavators and dozers, but I'd like to be, if we could, add a skid steer to it.
Yep. I will let him know that we will add skid steers. Okay. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your website? For example, BBB or manufacturer brands?
I hadn't really got with the BBB yet. I hadn't listed through the BBB, but...
That's all right. We can add it later, if you're not comfortable of adding it now.
You can actually put 25 years plus experience.
Oh, yes, we can also add it here about your website. Okay. 25 years of experience. Amazing. Okay. And I think this will also set you apart from your competitors, your years of experience. And also, Kale, where do you want your license number to show? Usually, by default, we put it on footer. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
I would like to, if we could, I would like to put my emblem. I have an emblem for NE. I have an NE emblem.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to put the emblem on it, and it can just say Clearing and Grading beside it.
Your NE emblem with Clearing and Grading beside.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, let me just note that so our website team can work on that.
I can send you a picture of the emblem. You just send me, whatever the email I need to.
Yep, so that is your logo that you were using, correct?
Yes, ma'am, the logo, that's correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So that is actually very helpful if you can send us your logo so we can work with that for the marketing, okay? So,
yes, I can do that. You just give me an email where I can send it
to you. You can upload them to your dashboard or send it to photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. So you already have the logo. And now, since you would like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website, Kale, to make this possible, we will need a couple of things from you. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry, we will send you simple instructions. As soon as you're ready, our team will integrate this for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And now let's set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Kale. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize. Okay?
Okay.
So they got you the number that starts with 762, the overlay, since you don't have the 706 available. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
So we do have the 762-274-8442. Are you okay with this phone number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, anyways, this is the number that we will be using on marketing your online presence, but all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 4646. Okay?
And
after we end this call, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure it works perfectly fine. Okay. And also, Kale, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we will record and implement a brand quality reading on your calls. You can request updates to the reading at any time. So before you hear a reading on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Newsom's Enterprises Clearing and Grading. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for a one-time fee of $19. Do you want to do a female or a male voice?
Oh, female.
Female. All right. And since you already have a domain name on your website, Kale, are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard of Google Workspace?
I've heard of it, yes.
Okay, sounds good. So Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents on your own domain. So you already have the domain name, that's neclearingandgrading.com, and with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant suitability. For example, you can have an email that says kale@neclearingandgrading.com or info@neclearingandgrading.com. So that would build immediate trust to prospects and enable your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
No, we don't have to do that right now.
All right. Yep, that's okay. We can skip it for now, and if ever you'd be interested, you can always add this anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide excavation services, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
The clearing and grading.
The clearing and grading. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it going to be like site clearing and land clearing?
Yes, site clearing and you do need to list residential and commercial.
Yep. Well, anyways, yep. I did pull up the top performing industry keywords for you, Kale. Let me know if you're okay with these keywords because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy just apply if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
All right, but let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword site clearing or excavation contractor or excavation services?
Site clearing.
Site clearing, okay. And actually, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under excavating contractor, Kale. I'm going to read the keywords, then let me know if you are okay or if you want me to take out anything from the list, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I do have here the first keyword, site clearing, land clearing, grading contractor, grading services, excavating contractor, excavation contractor. We have excavation services. We have excavating services. We already have here the ones we have added. We have site preparation. We have site preparation contractor, foundation excavation, trenching services, utility trenching. We have shoring services, demolition contractor, demolition services, basement renovation, pool excavation, and bob cut services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, that covers it.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier that you want to add the keyword residential and commercial, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, so what is the specific service for that? Is it going to be like residential site clearing or commercial site clearing or residential?
Commercial site clearing with commercial site clearing and building pads.
Okay, commercial site clearing and pod building?
Yes, building pads.
Building pads, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me make sure that I got the keyword correctly. We have bad building. Okay, so for the residential, are we going to add here also residential size clearing?
That's correct.
Okay, what else? Do you have any other keywords or are you okay with this for now?
Well, no, that's residential site clearing, yeah, that's...
All right. Well, anyways, Kale, you
site preparation.
Yes, let me add that. Site preparation, I think we already have the site preparation from the top performing keywords.
Yeah.
Okay. So am I going to add here residential site preparation?
Yes, ma'am. You can.
Okay. So are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, anyways, as I have mentioned earlier, Kale, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustment, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, you know, like you said, my experience and my...
Mm-hmm.
My dedication to give my customer a quality product. I go over and beyond,
mm-hmm.
you know, I go over and beyond generally what the customer asks for. I mean, it's, you know, I try to give the customer a quality product, you know, mm-hmm. something I'm proud of, something I can put my name on, and something they're happy with.
Gotcha. So you dedicate yourself for the quality works that you do provide. And you always go over
ma'am.
And beyond. So that means to say your customer service is top tier, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let me add, you mentioned that you do have a 25 years of experience. That is very helpful. And 25 plus years, okay.
Yes, I have actually a little over 25 years.
Gotcha, sounds good. And let me see, you mentioned earlier that you do offer free estimates, correct?
That's correct.
Is this a family-owned business?
Yes, me and my wife.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes, ma'am, locally owned and operated, that's correct.
Gotcha. Yep, we can add those since it is very helpful for the business around your area. And do you have a mission statement?
Basically, just like I said, I mean, we strive to give our customers a quality product, something that we're proud of and they can be proud of as well.
Okay. For your mission statement, I actually prepared a list. Do you want to hear a few samples?
Sure.
Okay. So I've got it here for you, Kale. At Nissan's Enterprises Clearing and Grading, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional and honest services. The next one is at Newsom's Enterprises in Clearing and Grading. We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the last one that I got is at Newsom's Enterprises Clearing and Grading. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So, do you like anything from my list?
Yeah, I like the second one.
The second one. So we strive mm-hmm. for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. So for your tagline, do you have any tagline or slogan?
No, not really.
Or do you want to have the one that you mentioned earlier, like strive to give quality products?
Yes, that'll be
okay.
fine.
Mm-hmm. And how many years have you been in business?
Well, I've only been in business for about 5 months, but I did this with a big company. I ran jobs, multi-million-dollar jobs, and that's the reason, you know, I decided to go on my own and do my own thing because I've been running jobs for years, and I know how to do it.
finally, you have decided to start in your own business.
Yes, ma'am. Matter of fact, the company that I left on very good terms. I've actually done some work for the company I left as a subcontractor. Yes.
Okay. So I'll note it here. The business started 2025. Oh, you mentioned that this has been like 5 months, right? So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
2025. But you do have the 25 plus years of experience.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I have a very good reputation around here for this kind of work. People know my name and, you know.
Gotcha. So you do have that word of mouth kind of marketing.
Yes, ma'am. Reputable. Yes, very reputable. That's right.
Gotcha. Okay. And how many people work with your company?
Right now, me and two more.
Okay, so that's three. And you work with residential and commercial, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I just want to confirm, Kale, that I got here your correct hours of operation. It says from Monday through Saturdays, you do 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays you're off.
Yes.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
We accept naturally cash. Mm-hmm. We accept checks. I have a Cash App. We accept
mm-hmm.
Cash App and Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody wants to give us a cashier's check, that's fine, dude. I mean, how are they? You know, we'll
okay.
take a cashier's check.
So you do cash checks or cashier's checks, Cash App, and Venmo. You don't do any Zelle?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Yep. This is okay for now. And now that we have your business information, Kale, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
I'll take the first one.
I'll work with the first one, of course. Okay. And now, let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So, I see it here, Kale, that your business is located in Thompson, Georgia, correct?
That's correct.
So, what is... So which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would like to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we can work on that?
Sure.
Okay. Are we going to work in cities?
You can just, around here, you can ask, you can list the CSRA, and that's the Central Savannah River area, and that's a pretty broad span area. Broad span.
Okay, let me add it here real quick. What is the city that you want to target?
It's the CSRA, Central Savannah River area.
Okay, Central Savannah.
There's numerous cities in the CSRA. Numerous. The Central Savannah area is generally in this area is like a 100-mile radius.
Okay.
From Savannah.
Let me just
Savannah
add it here. Okay, Savannah River. Let me just add it here real quick if I will be able to add.
You can put the CSRA. People around here. The local work I'll be doing, they'll know what CSRA is.
Oh, the CSRA, right? I'm sorry?
CSRA, yep.
CSRA.
Yep. Proudly serving the CSRA and surrounding areas.
CSRA and surrounding areas. Actually, Kale, I really want to make sure that your Google Business Profile will get better rankings. and we'll have your Google Business profile on the first page. And for this, let me add the Central Savannah River area, if that would be possible.
Sure.
Central Savannah. And if not, okay, I think I got it here. That's Whiskey. Oh. I think I'm not able to pull it up. They are asking for specific cities or zip codes.
Oh, Lord. There's a bunch of cities right here.
Are you going to do counties?
Yes, you can do counties.
Okay.
Because we'll be working in two states because we actually border South Carolina as well.
Yeah. So as long as it is under 2 hours driving distance, that would be okay.
That's right.
All right. So let me see. What counties would you like to target? How many counties are you going to target?
Well, so you can do Columbia. This is Georgia now. Georgia.
Okay.
Columbia, Burke, McDuffie, Richmond, Jefferson, and Scriven.
And Scriven?
And Jenkins. Scriven and Jenkins.
Scriven and Jenkins. Okay.
Yes.
So we have here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 counties.
That's in Georgia. I can give you some in Carolina, too.
Okay. I really do highly suggest that we have, like, 5, but we'll try to work with the 6 counties that you have provided.
Okay, well, you could take Scriven off.
Okay, let's take
Scriven
off.
Scriven off and just keep
what you need to add. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so this would work. Do you know if you have a Google Business profile, Kale?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But let me ask you this. You said 6 counties. I want to be able to serve South Carolina, too, now.
Okay, how many counties are you going to add for South Carolina?
Oh, let's see. You've got Aiken, Barnwell, and Allendale.
We have Aiken.
Barnwell.
Barnwell.
And Allendale.
What's the last one? Allendale.
Allendale counties.
Okay, so we have added here 3 from South Carolina. Okay, so we have Aiken, Mondale, Rail, and Allendale. All right. Okay, let me go ahead and call this for you. All right. So, yep, before I try to call you earlier, I did a few research if you have an existing Google Business profile, Kale, because I want to make sure that you will not have more than 1 Google Business profile because that is not helpful for you, okay?
That's right.
All right. And let me see. Okay. All right, and I didn't see any Google Business profile, so that's not a problem. We'll create and optimize it for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
It's here. Ooh, I think I see one, but this is not your Google Business profile. 1086. Okay, so we will create and optimize this for you. So Google will require 1 or 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. Instead of video, phone, email, and postcard, and your assistant is essential for success. So most commonly you will verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
We have business cards.
Okay, sounds great. So that will greatly improve your chances of success with your verification, especially if you're a service area of business. And please have those available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. And in the unlikely event fail that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or register yourself in the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me just add it here. I just want to make sure, because I have added their counties for North Carolina. I have Icahn County.
South Carolina.
Yep, that's Icahn County. We have Allendale, and what's the last one? I'm sorry.
Baltimore.
That's Monwood.
Barnwell. B-A-R-N-W-E-L-L.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. We have Barnwell. Thank you so much for that. So I have added it here. Okay. And, all right. And for the pictures that we need for your Google verification, you can reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Also, Kale, one great feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You'll be able to review and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business?
Sure.
Amazing, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is very helpful when it comes to the optimization of your Google Business profile. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No, ma'am.
Okay, if you don't have a Yelp page yet, not a problem. We can launch or we can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So, would you like us to create Yelp for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If you don't have a Facebook business page yet, Gail, we actually highly suggest that you create your Facebook business page, because creating your Facebook business page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. You just need to set up a basic page, just add a business name and a category, and we will send easy instructions. Will you be able to create a business Facebook page?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I will send you an email. I do know that you know how to create a Facebook business page, but that email will set as a reminder, okay?
Okay.
All right, and we do hope you'll be able to create as soon as possible so we can work on your Facebook ads in a correct timeline, because I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you actually have a good package to start with. So for your Facebook ad scale, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
Let's see if I'd like for y'all to handle it if we could.
Okay, yep. We're going to go ahead and handle that. So I will have the creative team handle this for you. Okay. All right. And there are 3 lead response methods for your Facebook ads. We have the form fail, calls, and Facebook Messenger, and you can only choose one. Okay, so with Facebook form fill kale, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, the dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. Some users don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call result. And the last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers, and they message you directly to the Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. But then again, Kale, I would like to give my suggestion. Is I wanted you to make the most of your Facebook ad. We actually highly suggest using the form fill, because the form fill gives you better tracking and better quality leads. Again, the other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
We'll go with the form sale. That sounds like
gotcha. Yeah. So let's work with the form sale. And I just see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And this thing here can quickly accelerate Google jobs and revenue. And if you would be interested in getting it started, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there any specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or can we call you anytime if you have concerns?
Oh, you can call me anytime.
Okay, sounds good. And you mentioned earlier that you do have a logo, right?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Okay, so I do hope that you can send it to us as soon as possible so we can work with that on the marketing. And now you will see several important emails from us soon, Kale. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add it. Just reply to the message, the keywords that we just discussed earlier. And if you have project photos soon, videos, or the logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. If your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. Okay? And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts, from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward this to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to Local Splash, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the female voice artist and charge the card that we haven't filed today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And of course, Kale, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. It's going to be the same day, Tuesday. Are you okay with the 5th of May, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Do you want to do it at the same time when we started the client interview?
Sure. That's fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, Kale, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And as I have mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. All right.
Okay.
And these are some on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for a meaningful goal with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, ma'am. Not right now.
Okay.
I need to get on my dashboard and look on it.
Yes, yes. That is very helpful. I really highly suggest that you keep on looking at your dashboard from time to time. And as I have mentioned earlier, please do have photos from the new jobs that you will have soon, because that is helpful, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And also, Kale, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Kale and Tony, for having Local Splash your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, ma'am, not right now.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, you both. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always. So bye for now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.